Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas 2011. Today I'm broadcasting out of Brookfield, Connecticut. I was blessed to be having Christmas dinner with the Rumps, and I just want to say thanks for a delicious meal. And we decide that seeing that we are coming here, we are having good company, good fellowship, and delicious food, we decided that we would do the radio show from here. So with all of that being said and about the food and everything, I do pray that each and every one of you will take some time to really consider the true meaning of Christmas. And if you have not done so yet today, I want you to take the telephone up now and call someone and let them know exactly what they mean to you. We will entertain your calls, and the number to call is 646-915-8166. And our dialogue today will be, what's the true meaning of Christmas? So I want for you to call me and tell me, what does Christmas mean for you? And you will be hearing from numerous of the guests that are here at the Rumps Home in Brookfield, Connecticut. And they are going to be blessing you to tell you what Christmas means for them. So my first guest today is a good friend for many years. And I'm honored that she has taken the time to really tell you what Christmas means to her. And my first guest is Mrs. Melvett Hill. Hello, Melvett.
Hi, Daphne.
How are you?
I'm so excited to be here on your show and here at the Rumps House with you.
Yeah. So wonderful, wonderful. I've been wanting to get you on the show for years, and it never happened. And what they say, they always say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Now I think I have to say the way to a person's heart is by serving good food. Because after you had the food, now you're going on the radio live. So it's just magnificent, you know. It's just a blessing to have the Rumps open their home to so many people from all the way in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And this is just the true meaning of Christmas.
Yes, it is. I believe that. The Rumps are so giving, and they give unconditionally.
Unconditionally,
I think, to their friends, their family, and even to people who don't know them. And so I think that they are the true epitome of what Christmas is all about.
Right.
When we think about Christmas, you know, we take out the commercialism.
Mm-hmm.
And I do work for a retailer, so I know all about the commercialism that is involved in Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we get down to the root of it, and it's all about Christ.
Exactly.
And if you take it a step further, it should be more about Christ.
That's right.
He is the center of it. Mm-hmm. He's the reason why we celebrate. Mm-hmm. He's the reason why we give gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we focus on God's gift to us,
right.
Christ, how he thought so much of us,
yes,
that he would lower himself,
mm-hmm,
and wrap himself in flesh,
yes,
and humble himself and become a baby,
mm,
so that we would have an opportunity to be redeemed. So I think that's the beautiful story of Christmas, is that,
mm-hmm,
even when we have friends and family,
mm-hmm,
to remember what Christ did for us and to,
mm-hmm,
show mercy,
mm-hmm,
and to give of ourselves.
That's right.
I think what we need to think about on Christmas is how God gave us that precious gift.
That's precious.
And more importantly, what are we going to give back?
Exactly.
What are we going to give back to him in return,
mm-hmm,
for that gift?
Mm-hmm.
And for those who receive salvation, they know what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the next step?
Mm-hmm.
How do I live my life each day?
Mm-hmm.
How do I walk out,
mm-hmm,
and walk worthy of that gift, mm-hmm, that he's given,
mm-hmm,
us?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the true meaning of Christmas is to me, just,
mm-hmm,
reflecting and understanding that awesome gift that God has given us and the responsibility in turn,
mm-hmm,
to give to others,
mm-hmm,
and to show God's love, mm-hmm, and to show how much we appreciate what he's given to us.
That's right. Because, you know, there are a lot of times this time of the year, which is truly intended to be one of the happiest seasons of the year, it's a time of depression and sorrow for,
mm-hmm,
so many people, because they are looking on the commercialization of things, and we can't buy the this, we can't buy the that. But there's nothing as precious as giving of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we have all the time, and we can give of ourselves.
Yes, and that giving can be in different forms. A lot of people do not have monetary needs to buy gifts for,
mm-hmm,
others,
mm-hmm,
or even to entertain others and to bring them into their home.
Right.
But it could be just giving a little of your time, mm-hmm, to volunteer,
mm-hmm,
giving your time to help out someone in need,
mm-hmm,
or, you know, visiting people at the hospital, mm-hmm, or children's wards,
mm-hmm,
or anything that will touch you in a way that,
right,
you feel like you're honoring God.
And, you know, a lot of times, it's just our presence and a smile,
mm-hmm,
because it's shocking to see how many people walk around each day without a smile on their faces. And if you smile at them, they get so angry. What are you smiling at? And I'm smiling at you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you might be the only sunshine that they see each day. So why walk around with such long, sad faces, you know? And you can just give so much. That person might be thinking of doing something terrible to themselves. And just by seeing you smiling at them, they take another grip on life and say, wow, there's something special about me because that lady or that gentleman smiled. Do you have a special or a favorite Christmas story that you would like to share with the listeners?
I'm not sure if I have a favorite one,
mm-hmm,
but I do remember growing up, and Christmas is a very special time in our family. I mean, there were years when we had plenty, and there were years when we did not have,
mm-hmm,
at all. But I remember one particular year that my mother had been through a rough year. She had been in a terrible car accident, and she had been out of work. She lost her dream job because of the this particular accident had taken away some of her hearing and some of her dexterity, and she was a court reporter. And I remember my brother and I decorating and trying to lift her spirits up by just bringing what we thought was the Christmas spirit into the house, because at that time she really didn't have much to give, and it was okay for us. It was okay that we didn't get gifts.
Yeah.
That was the okay thing, because really we were more grateful to have our mom and have our dad and to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we look at the little things and the simplicity of just decorating together,
mm-hmm,
and partnering with someone else and bringing Christmas to life in a warm, you know, way,
mm-hmm,
and remembering that it's important,
mm-hmm,
that that we share those moments and those memories, mm-hmm, with each other, and we make memories.
Yeah.
And it might not be around the giving of a gift, but,
mm-hmm,
in the giving of time and
time,
and the giving of yourself,
yeah,
to lift someone up. So
beautiful.
I think that was one of my favorite Christmas memories.
You know, I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies, and Christmas is Christmas there, but a lot of the material things that I've come accustomed to here in the USA were not the way they were in Jamaica. And I remember white lime, the lime that they put in the garden mm-hmm. for the insects. We used to mix that with water, and we would make brushes out of the chunk of the banana tree. And we would whitewash the stones around the garden and the trunk of the tree. When I came here to America, I realized we were making snow.
Wow.
We were making snow, and we didn't even know. We just knew it looked pretty. Mm-hmm. And you would look in the country. You could stay at your house, and you look over the neighbor's house, and you see those beautiful lily white stones.
Wow.
And little did we know that we were in the tropics, and we were making snow. But the Christmas is such a beautiful, beautiful time of the year, all the decorations and the festivity. And people just go all out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the lights and everything. I know the utility companies, they love
yeah.
us at this time of the year.
Oh
at this time of the year. So, in case the rumps are listening, what message would you like to send for them?
Well, I would like to send them the message that I so admire what they do each and every day. I think they are true living witnesses of what God's love is all about.
Mm-hmm.
The way they care for people and share and, you know, support and commit to friendship and relationships. So that's why we're all here today, celebrating
yes.
Christmas together, a blended mix of friends and family, some from here in Connecticut, some from, you know, in New York. And we're all here in one common place because
yes.
of them.
Wonderful. Well, Melvette, I tell you, you are just as shine a light as the Rump are. And I'm so honored to be spending this Christmas in your presence and in the presence of the Rump. We have known each other for years, and you are such a blessing to me. I want to commend you and thank you for your love and your spirit of giving to everyone that comes into your path. You have a smile of light and a smile of blessing.
Well, thank
and
you
I just
so
want
much,
to love
Daphne.
You. Thank you
I
for coming
you
on. I love you too, my darling.
All right.
All right. So that you were listening to Mrs. Melvette Hill, and she was one of the guests here. And I have another guest. I'm so excited today because I have a couple of men that will be mixing in. And I want you to just tell the listeners what your name is.
My name is Danny Suggs.
Mr. Suggs, and he's an in-law. He came all the way from the
Delaware
to be here. So you know that this is a well-balanced gathering today. So all the way from Delaware to spend this quality time with the Rumps, it simply goes to show that they are people of quality and people who open not only their homes, but their hearts to people, because you weren't going to travel from Delaware to come here if it weren't good.
If I wasn't felt welcome. No.
That's right.
Of course,
that's right.
They open their home
yes.
and they make you feel so welcome,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they take the time, you know, to just make you feel like part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. So, Mr. Tubbs, what does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas means so much. I think it's the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind, that Jesus sent his son into the world to die, to be born, and then be crucified for mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's a time when businesses close and families just could get together.
That's
if
right.
they're just sitting around the table mm-hmm. building gingerbread houses.
Yes, because as a matter of fact, interesting that you brought that up, because we are downstairs in the basement. We are broadcasting the show. And upstairs in the dining room is a gingerbread house building competition. And I tell you, Mrs. Rump takes this seriously. It's interesting that you brought it up, because when I was up there, she was trying to distract everybody else, because she says, I'm going to be winning this competition. So she's asking them, what are you building over there? What are you building over there? But there's so much fun that is taking place up there with
yes.
you that.
Yes.
As you think back about Christmas and growing up, do you have any favorite stories that you would like to share?
Well, it's in my generation, where I came from, we didn't have much. Mm-hmm. So the little that we received, mm-hmm. we were very grateful.
That's right.
And in turn, we learned how to take care mm-hmm. of the things that we do receive.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it don't take much now after I see the real meaning of it.
That's right.
David said, I was young and now I am old.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen the righteous or seed
mm-hmm.
begging for bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I am thankful for everything that I
mm-hmm.
have.
Mm-hmm. And I like what you say, that growing up you didn't have much, but yet you were appreciative. And that is such a powerful statement for a time like this. Because the children, let's look at the children nowadays. They are getting so much. And not too many of them appreciate it. The parents would mm-hmm. sacrifice and they give them the most expensive things and they open it and what they do, they throw it to the side. And I think they have a sense of entitlement instead of embracing a sense of gratitude and to say, oh, this is such a blessing to have. And you're saying, now that you're older, you have better understanding. And I think even my age as well, we look back and everything we have now is such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to embrace it and we want to take care of it and we want to share it. And I oftentimes ask myself, what can we do so the young people can understand a little bit more about appreciating?
Well, if they would see us take and go out and be, and carry them where people are less fortunate
mm-hmm.
to us, the people that this holiday don't have anything,
mm-hmm.
don't have food
mm-hmm.
on the table.
That's
and
right.
if they see us, say, come on, I want you to go with me. And when we could carry people food and they begin to cry and be so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about bringing joy to others.
Somebody, exactly.
You know,
love
we
them.
Could all, you know, sit around mm-hmm. and we could, family could get together
mm-hmm.
that haven't been together in years.
That's right.
And we could break bread.
That's right.
And just reminisce
that's
on the good time that we had
mm-hmm.
down
mm-hmm.
through the year.
Exactly. That is so powerful because you know something? Even when we don't have much, if it's a cup of water, and we can sit and laugh and talk and have fun, that is something that money cannot buy. Because there are many people in this world who have nothing as they claim to laugh about. So much to laugh about. And yet, if you look around and you open up yourself to meeting somebody else, and just be receptive and embrace. Because we are living in a country where a lot of people are away from family. And this time can be such a sad time for them. But there are people who are willing to stretch a hand out to you and to greet you and to embrace you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So as you look over the time difference between us growing up
mm-hmm.
and the young people now, what message would you like to send to them about this holiday season?
Well, I would like to send to them, if you have a parent, whether it's single mother, single father, appreciate them for what they in turn have done for you
mm-hmm.
all down through the year.
That's
so
right.
you could take one day. It's nothing like mom. I lost my mom. And if I could say anything to her now, it would be thank you, mom, for giving me and making me into the man that I have become.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate your parents as they did for you 364 days.
Okay.
Now you take this day, if it's nothing but a card that's handmade,
mm-hmm.
and say, here, mom, here, dad, I appreciate you.
That's right. That is so true. That is so true. Because, you know, especially when, as kids, when you get to the teenage years, you think you know it all. And mom and dad forget, you don't know nothing. You older, you this and you that. And all of a sudden, you hit 25 and you say, oh, it's not like I thought it was.
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes you got to go say, oh, mama, you
yes.
know, I know you were right.
Yes.
And mom is thinking inside, okay, baby, I know that you know what. That it is so important to
yes.
express it because a lot of times our loved ones are no longer with us. And there are so many things inside of us that we wanted to have said to them, and we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why it is important.
Exactly.
Very important for them to take the time.
Exactly.
And to say something.
Exactly.
You don't have to be poetic or, you know, mm-hmm. you don't have to be a theologian, nothing like mm-hmm. that. You don't have to be educated to open your mouth and express what's inside of your heart
mm-hmm.
for your parents, because the time is going to come when they are not going to be there
mm-hmm.
for you, and it is important. And as you say, as parent, if it's a newspaper you cut,
mm-hmm.
and put some color ink around it and present it to us. We
exactly.
treasure, because it comes from our
heart.
Baby and from the heart. So I just want, is there anything else you want to tell the people?
I just want to tell them it was a great, profound opportunity for me to be here sitting in the company of you.
Well, I am so glad that you took the time to be on the radio show. And it's amazing when you follow the Spirit. You know, the Spirit says, hey, do the show from here. And little did I know the great assortment of people that is going to be here. So I am so honored to meet you, and thank you for being on the show.
And God bless.
Thank you so very much. Yes, we are still here at the Rumps, and we are broadcasting live here today. I don't know how the gingerbread house competition is going upstairs. I see one of the contestants down, so I think it has concluded. So I am so honored. Would you please introduce yourself to my listeners? Tell them who you are.
My name is Terry Rump.
And you hear by the name of the last name that she's related to the Rumps here. And where did you travel from today, Terry?
Just from the Bronx, New York.
Okay, from the Bronx, New York. So you just heard from someone from Delaware, and now you're hearing from Miss Terry Rump. And she is the sister of the groom who has opened his home for us to be here. Delicious food,
mm-hmm.
and wonderful company. Christmas.
Yes, yes.
What's the true meaning of Christmas for you, Terry?
I think for me, Christmas is the ultimate display of God's love for us, because he chose to send his son to reconcile us with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so without him being born, he could have never went to the cross.
That's right.
Christmas means that he had a plan for us, and he wants us to be reconciled, and he sent him so that we might be saved, whosoever. That's man, woman, black, white, boy,
everybody.
Girl, everybody, whosoever
everybody.
Would be saved.
Wonderful. And it's amazing, people who are going to put the material things in front and say, I don't have anything. The minute you wake up this morning and you realize, I'm alive. I took a breath of oxygen. I'm alive. Look outside, you see the rising of the sun. I'm alive. That's enough to give thanks for. Because we already got the gift.
Amen.
We already got the gift.
Even if you have enough presence of mind,
that's right.
even to say I don't have anything, there's people who don't even have presence
of mind.
They don't even know who they are.
Exactly.
So just the fact that you have your right mind is
enough. We have so much. What's your favorite Christmas story or stories?
I don't have anything now. I think for me, Christmas is family. So I can remember growing up in Mount Vernon,
mm-hmm.
and our house was always the house that had the Christmas dinner. And I can remember just the night before Christmas is actually when our Christmas tree went up. And just we would wrap all the presents. And then as people came from near and far, and that feeling of family and everybody together, it's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling to have family to be.
It's true, I tell you. And I feel so honored and blessed today, because for being here in Connecticut without family, and for the Rumps to include me in this elite gathering, it is indeed a blessing for me. And I know my son who listens, my son lives in Jamaica, and I know he listens to all the segment of the show.
Oh,
and
yes.
I know he is going to be honored today to know Mommy's not alone at home.
Yeah, we're taking good care of her.
Yes,
so feel peace and rest.
Yeah,
we're
it is such, such a blessing to be here. What message would you want to send to the Rumps? We hope they're probably listening, or they'll hear it on the archive. What do you want to tell them this Christmas 2011?
To all the Rumps, I love you, I love you, I love you. You don't say it every day. Sometimes you forget to say it, but to each and every one of you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and know that God loves you. And again, the ultimate gift, he came so that we all might be saved. So
wonderful.
That's my prayer for everyone, that we all might be saved.
Well, thank you so much,
thanks
Sister Terry. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. And I want to remind the people who are listening online, please call in 646-915-8166. Call in. Let's hear from you on the show. We are talking today about what's the true meaning of Christmas for you. And I'm broadcasting here live at the Rumps residence in Brookfield, Connecticut. And I have one more guest here. I did not take time to get everybody's name. So as they come, they will introduce themselves to you. So would you please tell the listeners and myself who you are, please?
Hi. Good evening. My name is Pamela Rumps.
Pamela Rumps. So she is sister to the groom. And Miss Pamela, how far did you travel from to be here today?
I came from the Bronx, New York.
From the Bronx, New York. Why did you travel all the way from the Bronx to be up here in Connecticut on this cold, cold Christmas day?
Right. I came to share love with my family. Family is a big thing to me. And as long as I'm here, I will always make time for family. And family should always get together to let one another know that you care and love them.
Beautiful. So beautiful. Because a lot of times people allow silly things to get in between family.
Yes.
And family should be family through thick and thin. Yes. And we are not perfect.
Right.
But things are going to happen. And we must learn to forgive each other and embrace each other, cry together, fuss at each other if you need to, but
yes,
never lose the love.
Yes.
Never lose the love. Never yes. lose the love. What's your favorite Christmas story?
Wow, my favorite Christmas story, I had to be a little girl, and I wanted a bike, and I didn't know if I was going to get a bike. So I know my parents put us all to bed, it's five of us. And I kept thinking, like, am I going to get a bike? Am I going to get a bike? And when I woke up, I had a bike under a tree, a little
Woo!
Pink bike that had little frilly stuff on the,
handles.
Handles coming Woo! Down, and I was so happy.
Did you think that Santa Claus took the bike through the chimney?
We didn't even have a chimney, so I don't know how he got it in.
You know, you had to go to bed early because
right.
Santa had to come out the garage or wherever the bike was hiding or in the clothes closet.
Right.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Very nice. Yes.
So as what message would you like to send to the young people now? Because I think Mr. Tuggs, who was on maybe two guests before you, we were talking about him growing up and how appreciative he was of things. And I myself personally think that nowadays young people have a sense of entitlement,
yes,
and they don't really appreciate
yes,
what's given to them. What's your take on that?
Yes, I do agree about that. I think that this generation now, we're giving them so much because we didn't have that much, so we want them to have a better life. So we just give them everything they want. So they don't develop the sense of, I worked for this, so I get this. They just think they deserve everything,
mm-hmm,
and the world should just be put at their feet.
Mm.
I think that we need to make them work for the things that we give them.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that we can't give them stuff that we didn't have, but we just got to make them understand that in life, nothing is free.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. And you need to work hard to achieve of goals and different things in life.
Mm-hmm.
And this generation, because they just get everything thrown at their feet, they don't appreciate anything.
Right. Yeah, because they have no sense of responsibility and
right.
say, oh, they're not even sure how much overtime mom or dad had to do. And I know parents
yes.
go through a lot of different
yes.
stuff. I know in some cultures they do what's called susu, our partners, or something, because they want to make sure when it comes to the end of the year, they can provide for the children. Right. And I think where we are kind of at fault, if you may, about this, is that we isolate our children out of the struggles that we go through, instead of putting it on the table and let them understand about how this came about. It doesn't just come, like, you know, my parents used to say, money don't fall off the tree.
Right.
So we need to let kids understand. We can't wait until they are graduating to go out that we're going to say, well, this is so.
Right.
But as a culture, I think we hide kids out of that.
Right.
We make believe and paint a big picture all the while. We don't want them to know.
Right,
but
we're struggling.
That's right.
Yes.
We ought to let them know, because it's going to help to mold them into who they are to come.
Yeah, it'll make them a better adult. It'll make them a better human being.
That's right.
That they know what life is truly a life.
That's
not
right.
That, oh, everything I asked for, I got.
That's
but
right.
But not understanding how mom and dad provided all this stuff
for them.
So, yeah, to make them a rounded and solid adult, then we should explain a lot of different things to them. I agree.
Great. So what would your message be for the Rumps today on this Christmas?
I would say to my family and loved ones that we need to remember the reason why we are celebrating today. It's not that we give presents to each other. We should realize that God gave us the greatest present of all. He gave us eternal life when he died for us. So it's not so much what I can buy for my family, what I can buy for my loved ones, and then have to end up in debt in January when the bills come. We just need to know that none of us would be here without Jesus dying for us.
Amen. Thank you so much for taking time to be on this show. And yes, we are here. You're going to be hearing from as many of the guests here. I'm running commercial free. I'm not going to be taking any commercial today because it's so many people here and we want to get everybody on the show and to talk about what this means for them. So would you please tell us your name and where are you from?
My name is Shantae Chambers. I'm from Mount Vernon, New York.
Mount Vernon, New York.
Yeah.
So we told you that there's a lot of people traveled up here just to be in the company of the Rumps.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were part of the Gingerbread House competition. How did that go?
That was my first Gingerbread House, so it came out okay. But, you know, next year I have more ideas that
That's right, you have a whole year.
You have a whole year.
Don't you tell Mrs. Rump what you're doing.
I'm not. She whipped out a lot of surprises.
She was there. So what you making over there? What you making over there? But it was such a fun thing to be there watching,
right.
And to see how it just pulled the teams together.
Yeah.
And the people were working.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas. What's the true meaning of Christmas for you?
The true meaning of Christmas, I think, is to give back, give unto others, and not so much receive gifts and worrying about what people are going to get you, or not even to stress yourself about getting gifts for others. It's just what comes from your heart, what you can do for others, what other people you can help, as opposed to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful because a lot of times people let the stuff, you know, get in the way of giving of yourself.
Right.
I know growing up in Jamaica, West Indies, we have a beverage there that's called sorrel.
Uh-huh.
And Christmas, it's a Christmas drink.
Right.
And sometimes we make tomato liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
Or ginger beer.
Mm-hmm.
And you make these things and you never have gifts, but you would go and you give a bottle of sorrel or you give something.
Right.
Or you bake the Christmas cake and you're shipping it all over.
Mm-hmm.
And people appreciate that and they would cut that cake slice by slice and it would last them through February.
Yeah.
Because there's so much love in those things.
Yes.
And there are some people, maybe the more affluent people, could afford gifts. But the people in the rural parts, they never had gifts to buy, but they could always make things.
Right.
I remember growing up there, and even when I was married and I was in my own home, I made my own ham.
Mm-hmm.
for Christmas. I live in this country. I don't have to do that anymore. You know, but it takes 6 weeks to make that ham. And I look and I said, my God, if I have to do it again. Yeah.
To make a ham?
To make, to get the fresh pork. And to make it for it to turn ham.
See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of young people don't know about that. Like, we just know everything is quick, fast, and it's there for you.
That's right. You go get it in the store.
Uh-huh.
You don't even know how it comes.
That's a 6 week.
About.
They're probably like, 6 weeks. Last night.
Yes, it's amazing. Yes, you buy the fresh pork, and you have to get the saltpeter and all the other stuff that preserves the meat, and you get it by Christmas. You have your nice season ham. Yeah.
I never knew that. It's amazing.
I know you're still a young person, but what's a couple of your favorite Christmas stories?
One Christmas story, most of them from when I was younger. Mm-hmm. One Christmas was I really wanted a dollhouse. And so my mother got me a dollhouse, and she actually let me open it on Christmas Eve. And I loved that dollhouse till it was coming apart. I loved that dollhouse. So mostly for me, it was a lot of things that my mom would get me. Like, she would sacrifice to get us for Christmas, me and my sister. So most of the stories I have were just of her, like, you know, giving me that one gift that I really, really wanted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So a lot of things, that's a lot of what I remember.
Why did she let you open it on Christmas Eve?
Because I thought that she didn't wrap the box. She didn't wrap the box.
Was
too big and too much. Right. She was like, I know you wanted some. Here's your dollhouse. And I opened that thing on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my.
I was having a ball with that dollhouse. It was my Fisher-Price dollhouse, and it came with the people and everything. And I loved that dollhouse. Loved it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And now, do you have children of your own now?
No.
No, not yet.
No.
I was saying last week to a lady, I can't imagine that it's already December, because when I was a child, Christmas could never get here.
I know.
I know that you're adults and you grow up. Christmas, you snap your finger,
mm-hmm.
and it's already December.
Like, I was just talking to my cousin upstairs. I feel like once you hit, I guess, teenage years, and once you get out of that adolescent phase of Christmas, it's like Christmas always comes so quickly when you're the one buying for other people. Like,
exactly.
you notice how much work and effort is put into it as an adult, because you're like, dang, my parents went through all of this.
All
like,
of
gift.
This.
Like, you really start to understand, you know,
right.
what they have to go through to get them gifts, because it's just crazy now. Like, it's like Thanksgiving, boom, Christmas.
That's right.
And you have no in-between time. You're like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. When you were a kid, it's like, oh, counting down the days, December 1st, X, December 2nd, X. You know, then you have vacation from school. Like, you're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult, it's like, oh, my God,
my heaven.
Christmas is coming.
Woo.
I got to get 7 people. You know, it's like a rush.
Yes. What's your Christmas message you want to give to the room today?
I want to give a Christmas message to my family. If I could say anything, I would say that I love them very much. I love our gatherings when we're getting together. I love just being around them. We always have fun. And I would say if we could do more, I would like to do more. You know, not just necessarily around the holidays, but like just little things that we could do together as a family. Because, you know, you never know how much time you have with your family. So I think family is very important. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say I love them, and I'll see you all at the next gathering. I'm looking forward to it.
Beautiful, yeah. Okay, so much laughter.
Right.
Here, from the minute you walk through this house.
Oh, yeah, you can hear
laughter.
It in the driveway.
Yes, yes. So much laughter and everything.
Yeah,
and
that's what
so
I love.
So much fun, yes.
Mm-hmm. Just the fun. Like,
just a wonderful thing to have. Because
what
they say, when you laugh a lot, you don't have to go to the pharmacy. You know, that's the best medicine, to be able to just laugh. Laugh at ourselves.
I think that is so true. Like, it's just when you're in a good spirit, it's like everything falls into place. Everything for you. You know what I'm saying? So if you were feeling down, if you were sick, if you're around family that just has so much fun, it's like it lifts you. Your cold might not feel as bad, or you might be thinking about your problems. It's just a real blessing. Yeah.
That's right. Because you know something, when we think we have it bad, and you go to your zone, please. You realize.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So each and every day, we should understand and cherish how much time we have with our family.
Right, yeah.
I'm trying to get Mr. Rump to come on the radio. He's waving to me. So I just want to thank you,
thank you
for
so
being on the radio, and I want you to go get me some more guests to come
okay,
on.
Okay, no problem.
Come on down. So we are still here at the Rump. And
thank you.
Yes. And we are just so excited about what they're doing here, opening their hearts and their homes for everybody to be here. We have another hour and 10 minutes remaining here. And I want to encourage you to call in 646-915-8166. We are here talking about the true meaning of Christmas, and I am broadcasting live from the home of John and Crystal Rump here in Brookfield, Connecticut. You can hear all the festivities happening upstairs, and everybody is having such a joyous time. It's just so wonderful when you see families get together and you see the different time frame, time span between them, different ages. You know, you have grandmothers, you have grandfathers, you have aunts, cousins. And it is just such a wonderful, wonderful thing. A lot of people, because they are no longer living in their country of origin. And when it comes to the holiday time, it is a time where people are not as happy as if they were around family. So when you find somebody like the Rumps who open their homes for other people to come and enjoy themselves and to be part of a family, it means a lot. It means a lot to you. It means a lot to you. Yeah, we're just trying to get anybody down. Send some of the children. We haven't had any of the kids yet. So we were hearing, and I have a call here. So let me get a caller. Hello, caller. Your first three digits are 404. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, and Merry Christmas?
Hi, Bethany. This is Fonda Washington and from Atlanta, Georgia, and I got on here just to say happy holidays to you and Merry Christmas.
Hello, Miss Washington from Georgia. How are
you? I'm just doing great. Today's a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. So today, as a matter of fact, I got invited to the Rump's home for Christmas dinner, and I knew that they were going to have a lot of company here. So we decide we are doing the show live, so, and that's why you're hearing so many amazing different people coming on the show. So my guest is calling all the way from Georgia. So what is the true meaning of Christmas for you, Miss Washington?
The true meaning of Christmas to me is family, you know, just to have that one day with family and to celebrate with family. Every day to me is Christmas. Something about just waking up and having that breath to take. Mm-hmm. You know, every day is a gift.
That's right.
You know, I don't celebrate Christmas as far as just saying, oh, well, you know, we were going to receive gifts.
Right.
Because every day is a gift. And, you know, you can help someone out, you help that person out. So, you know, it's every day is a gift. So Christmas is every day to me.
Exactly. Every day is a gift. And you know, I lost a very dear friend this April, and I remember I had not gone to see him in 2 days, and he was in the hospital. And the day before he died, we were talking on the phone the night, and he said, I thought you were coming today. Every time the door opened, I thought that was you. And every day I think about it, and I'm not blaming myself, but then I'm second-guessing. What would have happened if I had gone to see him? What would we have talked about? So you are so right, Miss Washington, in saying we never know. We don't know how much time we have left. And this is why it is so important to celebrate each day.
Exactly. I agree, Stephanie. And you, I like to say that you're doing a wonderful job on your talk show. So congratulations to that.
Thank you so very much. Before you go, what's your favorite Christmas story?
I believe that it was in my childhood where, you know, you got with your grandparents and sat around and talk about the times they grew up and, you know, experienced that with my grandparents. I believe that was my greatest, just having family and them around to experience. Because I hear that most people don't get a chance to even know their grandparents. So I
That's
just thank
true.
God
That's
for experiencing
true.
That.
That's true. Well, thank you so much, and you have all the health, success, and prosperity in 2011. And I have you checked 2012. Yes, thank you. My God, I'm stuck here. 2012. And I hope we're going to get an opportunity to meet at the conference in New York in March. So check my website out, and let's meet there.
Okay, sweetie. Take care, Daphne.
Thank you so much, Miss Washington, and have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Well, yes, we are still here at the Rumps, and we are broadcasting, and I thank one of my supporters from calling in all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And we have another family member here. Would you state your name and where, not where you're calling from, but where you travel to be here. Normally, I'm saying where you're calling from. Yes.
Lisa Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here from Delaware, Georgetown, Delaware.
Georgetown, Delaware. And Lisa is the sister of Mrs. Rump.
Yeah, yeah.
What does Christmas mean for you, Lisa?
Oh, it just means family, good times, good food, good friends. And just enjoying yourself.
Just enjoying.
Yeah, just enjoying Christ.
Yes, I tell you, you have a very happy, blessed family.
I do.
Since I got here, there has been so much laughter.
Yes.
So much laughter.
We
and
have a good time.
That is what is missing in a lot of people's lives.
Yes.
They are really not having any joy,
correct,
any fun.
Yes, when we get together, we have a blast.
I can see that. I
do.
Can see that. When I told Mrs. Rump I was going to do the show here, she said, do you want a lot of nights? I said, it doesn't matter, because this is what Christmas is about. It's about the festivities.
That's right. That's right.
What are some of your favorite Christmas stories?
Well, a lot of them have to do with just being with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Just having fun and eating lots of food. We have lots of food, lots of friends come over, and one of my favorites is when, you know, when we were younger, and we believed in Santa Claus then. We just knowing Santa Claus was coming was joy enough, you know, was frenzy enough, and then when you learn that who really gave you presents, then you know that you were blessed, that your parents did all this for you.
Exactly.
And never took the credit and gave it to someone else. And then when you really figured out the true meaning, it was like, wow, they did all of that for me. You know?
It's amazing. Yes. God, these kids will say, oh, yeah, it's Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm thinking, hey, yeah, Santa Claus over there. What's the difference as you observe children now growing up and when you were growing up? And I know you are not all that old, but have you seen any difference between then and now?
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, children, they want more and they do less, you know? They want, you know, like these new Jordans that came out that people were fighting over. And that had nothing to do with really the meaning of Christmas. You know, the meaning was it's family, food, and fun. And now, you know, the most expensive things like the Jordans and the...
What's that, the shoes or something?
Yeah, some type of shoes, you know, that Jordans came out with, you know, that people were fighting to get just so that they can have it under their tree. And,
my God.
You know, and when it comes down to that, you know, physical things, and people lose the meaning.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, what example are you setting for your children when you're going to be go fight to get some stuff? Just give them yourself and
sit
down and have some true
conversation. Yeah.
And because the stuff is going to go, but that memory of that conversation with you and your parents is not going to disappear.
That's right.
What's the message you have for the Rumps today?
Put a rump, that I love them dearly, and that I'm blessed to have them in my life. I'm blessed that God gave them to me.
Yes.
Yes.
It's such a blessing.
Yes,
so I want to thank you, Lisa,
thank
for
you.
Taking time. And we just want you to go roll the people down, let them know we're down to the last 40 minutes. So they got to come on down,
All right.
So we just want to have as many of them express their gratitude to to the rumps. And then we have Miss Martha here, birthday girl too. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you
so
much.
So not only was it Christmas dinner, we had a surprise birthday for Miss Martha too as well. So what does Christmas mean for you, Martha?
Love, family, hope, and sacrifice.
Sacrifice. When you say sacrifice, in what way?
That our Father gave his life for us to have a better life. And it's up to us to sacrifice and go forward with his future, his plan.
So, you know, when we sit down to really analyze the true meaning of Christmas, we realize that we all got that gift in the beginning.
Yes, we did.
And you know what I like about all of that is that we all got the same gift. It wasn't better, it wasn't less. We all got that precious gift. And it is up to take care of it and to embrace it. It's just a phenomenal thing when we take the time to get the true understanding of what
and we can never lose it.
Never lose sight of it.
Never
lose sight of it. What are some of your favorite Christmas stories, if you have some to tell? I know you were the eldest of how many girls? Three?
It's a total of three girls.
The
oldest. Lisa and Crystal, the baby.
And what are some of the favorite Christmas stories?
Just waking up in the morning and opening a few presents, going to church, and then coming back and finishing up opening the rest of the presents, and being with your family, your cousins, and just celebrating, celebrating.
I look at your face and see that smile on your face, and I remember growing up in Jamaica. As a child in Jamaica, they have the little round bread that they bake at Christmas time. And that was my favorite part of Christmas morning because we didn't have the gifts and everything, but we cook on Christmas morning, meat is cooked for breakfast. So hot chocolate and beef, and you get your whole bread. And I saw that smile on your face, and it just took me back when I look and see that round bread. They call it kata bread. That's what they call it. So every child, you have a whole bread for yourself.
Really?
And you get your meat and your piping hot chocolate. That's what our Christmas morning breakfast. So it doesn't matter how poor you grow up.
Well,
there's something, the love and the faith, and it's there. And you know, over the summer, I was traveling on a coach bus into New York City with another woman. I think she's Jewish. And we're talking about chicken foot soup. And the lady looking at me, and she said, I can't believe the two of us, different ethnicity, different country, and we were doing
the same thing.
I said to her, but in Jamaica, we cook the chicken foot whole. And I said, I can't remember them serving the chicken foot. She said, oh, no, but in my family, we were so poor, so we couldn't give one chicken foot. You had to get a half, so this was good. So 3 days after that, she sent me a message on Facebook, and she said, I'm still laughing over the chicken foot soup.
Oh,
so we all as children have phenomenal experiences and stories that can always bring laughter to
and
our faces.
And smile when we think about it.
When we think about it. And these are some of the things I want to encourage the young people not to get sidetracked about all the material things, but look for those precious moments. So when your families are no longer around, you can pull on those high moments.
I also believe that it's up to the family to instill it in the child. The family does not express the real or true meaning of Christmas, our children will not know the true meaning of Christmas.
Right.
They will only know the material things.
They'll only know what they see on the media and on the commercial and everything. Is there a message you would like to send to the young people who might be listening?
Not everything is material. Everything in life is family, love, and honor.
Mm-hmm.
Respect.
Respect.
And once you have those things in your life,
mm-hmm.
material things,
secondary.
You will not ever want it again.
That's right.
It's only an accessory.
That's right. Thank you. Martha, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the airwaves. And we have 34 minutes remaining. I would love to get some of the young people down here. So please line them up and bring them down. Let us hear what Christmas means for some of those young people. We have some wonderful young people upstairs. So I just sent to get some recruit. And for those of you who are listening again, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you, my supporters, wherever you are. I know today is a day when you're spending time with family, and I don't see you in the chat room, and that's all right, because you can always, if you're listening on your phone, pick up the phone, call me, 646-915-8166, and I am broadcasting live in Brookfield, Connecticut, at the home of the Rumps. You can probably hear some of the excitement that's taking place upstairs. Some ginger house bread is making. Oh, what? Debt by chocolate cake, strawberry shortcake, banana pudding, name it. It is here. Good food, chicken masala, eggplant parmesan, lasagna. Oh, everything is here. Everything is here. And I just know that I am getting you hungry. So I'm waiting to get me some of those young people down here. We want to hear what they have to say about Christmas. We've been talking to a lot of the adults, and I want to hear from each young person one by one. Somebody did some great recruiting for me. I have one here. And then I have Miss Rump sitting here, who is the daughter of the host and hostess. I want to thank you for including me in your family. I want you to tell the listeners what your name is.
My name is Jalen.
Jalen Rump. And how old are you, Miss Jalen?
14.
How does it feel for you to open up your home to so many people?
I love having people come over because I love family and I love talking to people and playing with them.
Wonderful. What does Christmas mean to you, Jalen?
It means time for you to get together with your family and just celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's say you didn't get any gifts today at Christmas, and you still had the amount of family that you have today. How would it make you feel?
Well, as long as my family's there, I'll be really happy because they're a great gift.
Wonderful. Would you want to give a message to your mom and your dad? Just say a message to them.
To my parents, I'll say thank you for being great parents, and I love you.
Thank you so very much. And we have three more people. You go recruit some more people, Jalen. Recruit them, bring them down. We have another gentleman. I'm so excited when I'm in the company of handsome gentlemen. So
thank you.
What's your name, sir?
Patah.
Patah. That's an adorable name. And how old are you?
14.
You're tall. Where did you travel from today?
Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon. Why did you travel all the way from Mount Vernon to come to cold Connecticut?
To celebrate Christmas with my family.
Celebrate Christmas with your family. How did the gingerbread house came out?
It came out pretty good for my first time.
For your first time. So next year you're going to have a thing or two up your sleeve.
Yeah.
Right? So what do you want to, what you want to say to the rest of your family who is listening or who will be listening about this Christmas? What do you want to tell them?
I love you guys and I'm having a good Christmas.
Having a good Christmas. What does Christmas mean to you?
It means time to celebrate with your family and the birth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have any friends out there you want to give a shout out to? This is going all over the world, you know, so in case there's any girls out there you have a crush on or anything, this is your opportunity to tell her.
Shout out to my family and friends at home.
Yeah.
People I play basketball with.
Nice. All right. So when you get in the pro, you got to give me some free tickets.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, man. All right. Come on, gorgeous young lady. How are you?
I'm good. Good, thank you.
What's your name?
Megan.
Megan, and where are you from, Miss Megan?
Connecticut.
Where in Connecticut?
I'm like right there.
Right across the street, right?
Yeah.
And you came over for the gingerbread competition, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How did it work out?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So I wonder who's going to eat all them gingerbread now. I don't know. What does Christmas mean for you?
It means spending time with the ones you love and celebrating the birth of Jesus.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And you are friends with, who are you friends with?
Jalen.
Miss Jalen, huh? Is she your best friend?
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful, wonderful. And what message would you like to send to your friends who will be listening to this? Do you have any special message to give them this Christmas?
I'd like to say just thank you for always being there for me, and I'm glad I have you in my life.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so very much for taking time to be on the radio.
You're
and
welcome.
You go recruit some more.
Okay.
All right. And we have a little Miss Elf here. I wish you guys could see Miss Elf. Miss Elf, tell them what's your name and where you've traveled from today.
My name's Sydney, and I came from the Bronx.
Sydney from the Bronx. How old are you?
15.
What does Christmas mean to you, honey?
Christmas means to me spending time with family and recognizing the birth of Jesus.
Recognizing the birth of Jesus and spending time with family. So what were some of the material things you got today?
I got some stuff from Hollister and Best Buy.
Ooh! Were they all the things you were wishing for?
Yes.
That is so good, so good. What's your favorite all-time Christmas story?
The Christmas story of probably Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Mm-hmm. But do you, in your life, have a special experience? You're 15 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you look over your 15 years, any special stories you want to share?
Probably my first Christmas.
Oh, you remember your first Christmas, girl?
I can remember.
All right, talk about that.
I was 5 and I got this Barbie truck that I really wanted.
Oh, my heaven. Tell us about it. What color was it?
It was pink.
Oh, my Lord. So where did you drive to?
Around the living room.
So tell me about it. Did you ask for that or they just...
Yeah, I asked for it.
You asked for it and you got it. So how many people could it hold?
Only me.
Only you in the truck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my heavens. And how long did it last you?
Until I grew out of it.
Wow. And there's no other Christmas that can top that one?
No.
That's so beautiful. What would you like to tell your aunt and uncle today?
That I love them and I thank them for letting me in their house.
That's beautiful. Well, girl, I don't know why they wouldn't let you in. Your family, if they let me in, they would let you somebody else in who's family and your family, so they let you in. All right? So I want to thank you very much for coming and sharing your story with me. So do you have any friends you want to give any shout-out to?
Just shout-out to my high school, Cardinal Selvin.
All right. All right, my dear. All right. And now we have the honorable. Get some more people. We have some more people up there to come on down. Well, Miss Crystal, we want to thank you for having us here, honey. And the love is just pouring out. You have an amazing family. And thank you and John for all your love that you have poured into so many people. Even strangers and everybody, including me. And I'm just so thankful.
You're welcome. Love you.
I love you too. What does Christmas mean to you, Crystal?
Christmas to me is family, friends, love, and God.
Mm-hmm.
When you mix all those things up together, this is what you get upstairs. And I know to some people it's chaotic and crazy and loud, but that's our love. That's what
laughter.
We do. That's love.
Laughter.
That's right.
You know, I was saying from my walk in this house, and somebody calling from Atlanta, and they were listening to all the conversation that was going on. And one of the things she shared is that she don't wait for one day to celebrate Christmas.
That's right.
She celebrates it every day, but it's the love that is coming. From the minute I walked through this door, there has been so much laughter. Nobody's sad and nobody has any long faces, and everybody just come and just just be part of this joyous occasion.
Yes,
and it is such a blessing because we don't have to have a lot to give.
That's right.
We just need to
That's
give
right.
what we have.
That's right.
And I know when you go back on the archive and listen, you'll hear the expression of all your family and friends who have traveled. And I don't think they would have missed today for any other event that was taking place.
Well, family is very important to us. I think out of anything, whether, I mean, my mom is not here anymore, but the most important thing to her is that we keep our family together.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, I mean, it's not our parents anymore, but it's just the fact that we have each other's back no matter what. And
yes.
We are so blessed because my family and my husband's family are one.
Mm-hmm.
There's no separation of the, like, my kids don't know one side or the other side of one holiday with a family
right.
and not the other family. My
right.
children know just one family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really truly feel blessed about the fact we don't have to decide which side of the family we're going to,
mm-hmm.
that every single holiday we are
mm-hmm.
together as one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm blessed with that. I couldn't ask for more than that.
Yes, and that's, you know, I was sitting there, and it's not until I hear the last name that I realize who is John's family and who is
mm-hmm.
yours family. And that
always
speaks
been like
that speaks volume of the bonding of the family. And it is just so beautiful. It is just so beautiful
yeah.
to see that happening because there's so much strife going on in families. And I'm going to be honest, even in my family,
yeah.
there's so much strife going on over trivial things. And nobody wants to listen. Everybody's trying to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about being right. Everybody
mm-hmm.
made mistakes in life.
That's
nobody
right.
is
That's
perfect.
Right.
But
right.
we must come together. That's what family is all about.
Mm-hmm.
To come together through thick and thin.
So
I just want to commend you. And I know my son and my daughter-in-law is listening because I just saw her thing there. So I know I was planning to be in Jamaica with them, and I wasn't
yeah.
there this year, but I felt at home here and felt as if I was part of this family. So I just want to thank
you.
Yes.
Now you
yes.
are family.
I am
so,
family, and I'm
so
thankful.
So you don't need invites now. So
That's
now
right.
we know we have a holiday. You're
That's
here
right.
with us, right?
And
okay.
Yes. And I'm just so thankful to find somebody who includes me in their family. So I just say I pray for your continued health and strength and just for the joy and the light to continue to exude out of you. And I listen to your daughter speak here, and I know you're doing a good job with her, and she get it. She's not looking to find out. Because when you find young people like that talking about the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, you know they get it, and it speaks volume to the parents. I love you. I love you, and I'm just so blessed to see all the things that you do for everybody, and I'm just so thankful. All right. Love you, too. I'm coming up to see the gingerbread houses. So we have the next guest on, and you're going to bring others down who haven't come yet. We are down 21 minutes. Well, hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Hello, fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's your name?
Arlene Rump from Mount Vernon, New York.
Yes. And your brother to, your sister to John.
Cousin.
Cousin to
yes.
John. Yeah. Why did you leave Mount Vernon to come all the way up here today? So cold, Connecticut.
No, it's not cold. That cold here. Okay, yeah. I was debating, though, because I don't know if I want to take that long trip up there.
But you know something? I know you wasn't going to miss it for nothing. Not all the fun that's going on upstairs.
That's true. That's
I know,
true. Every time
that,
we get together, we have a really good time.
You know,
time,
there's
really
so much
time.
Laughter and so much happiness and so much joy.
Yes, it is.
You know, and I was saying to Crystal, if I didn't hear the last name, I wouldn't know which was her and which was John. And that speaks volume
yes.
as to the bonding of this family.
Yes.
So what does Christmas mean for you?
Well, I remember my grandmother used to make sure all of us go to church in the morning and know what Christmas is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Jesus Christ being born.
Mm-hmm.
And I started that tradition with my girls. We get up on Sunday morning, we go to church, where they know what's the meaning behind Christmas,
mm-hmm.
what it's about,
mm-hmm.
what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, for family,
mm-hmm.
usually sometimes we get together, sometimes we don't, and that's the thing I miss.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmother, we always used to get together on Christmas Day, and our family would get together, we play games, we
mm-hmm.
laugh, we talk about what's going on,
mm-hmm.
and I miss that, and
I
love that.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I want my kids to know, whatever happened, keep that tradition going.
Yes.
Don't let it go
Very
away,
important.
No matter where you are.
That's right.
Make sure family, friends, even those who don't have.
Include them. Like I'm here today.
Right.
And
someone else.
Exactly.
Because you never know. You could be a blessing
to
them.
Somebody.
And
that's
they
right.
can also pass that blessing when they can to someone
wonderful,
else.
Wonderful.
And that's what the meaning of Christmas is.
Mm-hmm.
Blessing someone else.
That's
who
right.
don't have
right.
or whatever the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Who
mm-hmm.
might be alone at the
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Bring
mm-hmm.
them in your circle.
That's
make
right.
them feel like they're loved. Make
that's
them
right.
feel like they're part of you.
That's right. That's right.
That's what Christmas
And sometimes you might not have material things, but just to ring
just
somebody's
to
doorbell and say, listen, how are you doing today? Merry Christmas.
Right.
Merry
that
Christmas.
That can mean a lot to someone.
Mean a lot to
Very
someone
much.
Who's going
just
through depression. Yes. You know, a smile, a hug.
Yes.
Because as I say all the time, you might be the only light that that person
Christmas.
Is seeing. You don't know what they are going through, and that smile. That radiant smile
right.
can stop them from doing something that they were planning
right.
on doing. So I just want to thank you, and I want you to, it seems as if you are the matriarch in the family, and I want you
now.
To hold this together. Now that you got to claim it. You have it now, and you got
yeah,
to say, listen,
right.
you all got to keep this together.
Together and keep it going. Don't let it lose its value.
That's right.
Just keep it together.
That's right.
That's what family is about.
That's
it's important.
Right.
One another.
Mm-hmm. For those families who are out there and they're listening to this, whenever they are listening and they have a little strife or a conflict going on in their families, what message would you like to send to them?
Keep the faith.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes things may get you down, but know that you're not alone.
That's right.
Know that Jesus Christ is on your side no matter
mm-hmm.
what.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere out there, just talk.
That's
you
right.
know, you never know who you might meet. Just say something and some kind word.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week, this lady came. I work for the post office.
Mm-hmm.
This lady came to the post office, and she just looked so sad.
Mm.
She got to my counter, and she's like, I'm going through so much.
My
I just
God.
Need somebody to talk to. I'm going through
wow.
so much. So last Saturday, I saw her again, and I said, how are you? She said, I'm fine. I just need somebody to talk to. I said, I get off at 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went to have lunch with her.
My God, what
she
a
just
blessing.
Started pouring out her heart, what she's
wow.
going through with her family.
Wow.
She's not close anymore to her
My
family.
God.
She kind of separated. She's going through a bad divorce.
Mm.
She had nothing for her kids, and I said, everything's going to be all right. She said, but there's one thing. She says, I put God first.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
I know
he's going to be all right.
That's
and
right.
she says, I came to your counter, and just in your face, just told me I could talk to you.
Isn't that
you
amazing?
You were the person I could talk to.
My
and
God.
I'm like, really? She says,
Wonderful.
I don't know what it's about you.
The light is shining through you.
And I'm like, wow. And I said, but everything's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, don't worry. I'll hang with you. I'll stick with you.
Yes.
If you need something, I might not have much, but what I have.
You can share. Just a kind word.
Right.
Listening ears. That's something she probably never had for a long time.
She hasn't.
And
but one thing she did tell me, she said, I might not have much, but I pray to God, let me be a blessing to someone else. Even though I'm going through what I'm going through, let me be a blessing to someone else.
Isn't that
so
good?
She said she went to a store, she saw this lady with her son. And she said the lady didn't know where she was going.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked this other customer, where is the street? The lady's like, then she's like, I don't know. She said, but she know the area. So she says, ma'am, I'll take you. So she said the lady just threw her hand up. She was shaking. She said, Calm down, I will take you.
Mm-hmm.
So she took the lady where she was taking her grandson to a hospital, and she didn't know where it was.
Oh,
she
God.
Took her there, and she's like, thank you. She said, no, but this is a blessing.
Okay.
I asked God what I can do for someone else.
Wow.
And you came in my path.
It's interesting. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Look
to
at
see
that.
All
Profound.
The trouble she going through.
That's
but
right.
she's still willing to help someone
Put
else.
Put herself on
right.
the side, because, you know, it's not about us. Is what we can do to touch somebody else. And when we get that clear in our head, we are on our way. Because it's not about you, it's not about me.
That's
it's about
I'm,
the mission and the journey
right.
that we are here to travel, and we must do that.
And when I sat there and she was telling me the story, I'm like, my God, that is a story. And I'm like, now it makes me even more want to be more better.
Exactly.
Do more.
Every day. One day we step more. One day we add. Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing this story. I know this will bless
many more people
hearing that. So I want to thank you so much for coming on.
And everybody have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you so much. And now have the man of the hour, Mr. Rump, Mr. Jan Rump. And I got to tell you, Mr. Rump had said, oh, no, I'm not going to be talking. Well, I just want to thank you, Mr. Rump, for opening your home to me, a stranger, and I just feel at home and so welcome. You have a lovely, lovely, lovely family.
Well, thank you, Ms.
Children, the children, the grown-ups, everybody. It's such a happy, happy family, and it is a blessing.
I'm glad you feel at home and to become. You're always welcome. Thank you
so much. As you look over your life growing up, John, what does Christmas mean to you?
Now what Christmas means is God's greatest gift to all of us, mm-hmm. His son Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That was the greatest gift ever given to mankind,
mm-hmm.
was his son.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to do it. He could have left us in our sin,
mm-hmm.
but he sent his son to save us.
Mm-hmm.
That is the meaning of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you look, you are in a different parish, at least 2 hours ride. And today, it is bitter cold here, yet family travel from Delaware, from New York to be here. What does that do to your heart?
It warms my heart. It means they care. They want to
mm-hmm.
come. They want to spend time with me,
my
family.
That's right.
Just to have fellowship with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah, because even when the adults expressed that and the children came, they weren't here listening to what the adults were saying. And every one of those children said the exact same thing. The importance of being in family and to be with family.
I'm glad we have that feeling with the children.
Mm-hmm.
They can feel safe and they're loved.
Right.
They
right.
know they are loved.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
It truly is a blessing.
It is a blessing, and all the laughter and everything. Do you have any favorite Christmas story, John?
It takes me back to when I was growing up in Mount Vernon,
mm-hmm.
in my mother's home,
mm-hmm.
and we might have had maybe 30 family members in one house on Christmas.
Wow.
Just having a great time. And
wow.
those are the
fun times.
Fun times. My mother, she was busy working, so her wrapping the gifts and stuff like that was done maybe Christmas Eve. so those times were great. And she always had something cooking. So the food is a big thing with us.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
So
we love food.
She always had something cooking.
Mm-hmm,
so those are the,
mm-hmm.
the memories I had as well.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, I was, I think your sister or somebody was sitting there and she was talking about this food they used to cook. And all of a sudden, I just went back to Jamaica when I was a child. Because I know a Christmas morning beef is cooked for breakfast. Like steak.
Oh.
And we get our own round cut of bread and everything. And I just was smiling so much like that. And I thought back and I said, my God, even when you think you grew up poor and you don't have anything and you look back now over those days, I said,
feel the blessing.
Still the blessing because those things and those memories now, growing up in that little two-room house with my mom and my father, it's like we were in a mansion
because
there was so much love.
That's
there was so much love.
That is
well,
great.
I just want to thank you so much for allowing me not only to do the show here, but to spend time with your family. And you know what? I am so happy that I was obedient to the Spirit when the Spirit said do the show here.
I'm so glad.
Because I know all the stories that are shared here are blessing lives across the world today. This show is being heard worldwide.
Oh, that's great.
It is on there for people to come back and to listen to. And for those people who have bridges to mend, I hope this will give them the pathway to begin to build those bridges. So by the time next Christmas rolls around, nobody will be holding any malice or anything against anybody, because we are not perfect.
We're not. We're all sinful people, but we're striving to be perfect.
That's
we're striving
right.
to look to the Lord.
That's
and
right.
Be a blessing to everyone.
That's right.
That is our mission.
That's right. That's right.
Be a blessing to everyone.
Wonderful. So, John, I want to again thank you so very much for having me here and for allowing me to do the show.
Definitely.
And continued success in everything that you do.
Thank you, Miss Daphne.
All
thank
right. You so you're very welcome. So, yes, this was our my Christmas Day broadcast here live in Brookfield, Connecticut. And listen, for those of you who did not get the opportunity to be listening live, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the archive. I want to, since I have 5 minutes, 9 minutes remaining, I want to remind you to check out the conference, the Vision Transformation Revolution Conference, to take place in New York City on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel. We are just so excited there. We are, my colleagues and I, we are getting together to really invest in you and to help you to step out boldly and just tap into all the things that you were called to do. So I said I was going to do all the interviews straight without a commercial break. So I'll just do this one commercial break now.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I want to also remind you that tomorrow I broadcast simultaneously with Mr. James Nemley, and our guest will be Mrs. Jennifer Sertle out of Rochester, New York. Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. is when Jim and I broadcast simultaneously, and we feature one of the speakers from the Vision Weekend Conference. So again, I want you to check the site out. It's www.daphneclarkhudson.com. And we have an amazing affiliate program and everything there that you can check out. The affiliate program pays $100. If you help us to promote the conference and anyone from your list registers to go to the conference, you get paid $100. So check it out, www.daphneclarkhudson.com, and just give us your support there. I want to again remind you of who the speakers are for the Vision Weekend Conference. We have Mr. Simon T. Bailey. We have Miss Crystal Washington. We have Mr. Willie Crawford, Mr. Edward Foxworth III, Mr. Leon Ellis, Miss Jan Mullock, Mrs. Yolanda Webb, Miss Jennifer Sertle, Dr. C.J. Cohn, and Mr. William Cohn, Mr. James Nemley, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, Mrs. Chandel Pitt, Mr. Stephen Jackson, and Mr. Brian Delaney. And I am so honored to be the founder and host of the Vision Weekend Conference to take place in New York City on March the 23rd through the 25th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel. I tell you, it's going to be a Vision Transformation Revolution Weekend. So if you are looking to tap into what you were called to be, you want to be there at the Vision Weekend Conference. Our early bird ends on December the 31st. So go to www.DaphneClarkHudson.com. And I look forward to seeing you there at the Vision Weekend Conference. I thank you for tuning in. I want to thank the Rumps for allowing me to broadcast live from here. And I hope you did not get sidetracked about what the true meaning of Christmas is. And I hope you took the time to express gratitude to others in your life. I encourage you to stay blessed, stay focused, and I see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when I will be broadcasting with my friend, Mr. James Nemley.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Tonight and directing me.
He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.